Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is The Inside Connection, and I'm Dr. Craig Martin, and we're coming to you live from Los Angeles on another beautiful night in May. I'd like to welcome my beautiful co-host, Christina Martin, to the show.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming in and listening to us every week. We have a lot of fun on this show.
So much fun. I want to say happy birthday to you, Christina, because I know that you had a birthday this past week.
I did.
That's
yes.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, it was fun. It was on the, I'm a Gemini sun with a Gemini new moon. So I feel this upcoming year is going to be pretty auspicious. I did a little solar return chart. So I get to predict how my future year is going to go. And I had a lot of new energy, which is really nice. It's exciting.
Very good. I love that. Yeah, and I think it's pretty auspicious. If there's an auspicious alignment on your birthday, I think that makes it an important year. So, yeah, to have a new moon on your birthday is great. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about one of the planets, particularly Mercury, transitioning into a new sign. So it's going to be going from Mercury into Cancer this week. And what's interesting about that is just not only on that, you know, sort of very specific level, but I think that people often want to know, you know, how do I capitalize? How do I use this energy? You know, if the sun's in Gemini or if Mercury is in Gemini and it's going into Cancer, like what difference does that make for me? And I think, you know, having a show like that is the content really of the show that we have tonight. So even more than Mercury going into Cancer, and so the title of our show, A Little Bit of Water in an Otherwise Very Airy and Very Earthy Chart. That besides that there's a little bit of water in the chart, there are also a lot of other elemental energies present. So I think, you know, for instance, like the moon is in Leo tonight, and that's a very powerful, very fiery moon. And and the moon changes sign about every 2.5 days. So it doesn't really last long in any one particular sign, but it creates a very fluid foundation of the background of what, you know, we're going through as individuals. So the moon is sort of an unconscious energy, and it brings with it, in Leo, in the sign Leo, it brings out, I think, a little bit of pushiness in people. And I don't often like to start off with negative content, but I think that the Leo's great leadership and, you know, magnanimous and very forgiving, and those are really good kinds of energy. But I think that moon, being that it's a more unconscious placement, can bring out the more pushy side of Leo, where they want to take charge. So what's the more shadowy side of leadership is a pushy need to be in charge. Do you ever feel, you know, moon energy, you know, transiting? Do you ever pick up on any of that?
Yeah, occasionally. I definitely do. I feel like whenever, emotions are present, I find myself now trying to look at what moon sign is happening at the moment. Either that or when I want to do some self-care or any type of like emotional just centering, looking at the moon sign is also very helpful because, again, it's so subconscious. I mean, I know there's that old adage, the full moon brings out the crazies, and that's obviously when there's just a lot of emotional upheaval or just emotionality at the forefront of everybody. But it's the ocean, it's the ebb and flow, it's the lows and the highs. And, in an unwater sign, in a sign that's not in water, I think that it's a little harder to access or integrate maybe those ebbs and flows a little bit. Leo seems like it would be a fun moon, but also, probably a little bit needy or unaware maybe of how their need for leadership can be run over people.
Yeah, I think in the context of the moon energy, the unawareness is the the lead feeling, the predominant mm-hmm. thing that people have to deal with is that the moon rules the unconscious. It's connected to the unconscious. So moon in Leo is our unconscious need to be seen, which is why I think sometimes it comes out in a more negative way.
Sure.
Yeah. We've been dealing really for a while with a chart that has been very waterless. It's been so much air and so much earth. And for a while, even Mars was in Aquarius. And that energy was also air. So I remember looking at the alignment for a few weeks and seeing, you know, Gemini, 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 Aquarius, and then Capricorn, Aquarius, and then Taurus.
Yeah.
Right. And the whole thing was like air and earth, which, you know, is great. It's great if you want to get something done and you need to follow an instruction manual and put together, you know, a TV stand, it's perfect. But it's been, I think it's been hard because we haven't been able to tap into how we're really feeling right now. And Cancer, Mercury going into Cancer, puts the planet that rules the mind, that's Mercury, in a place of nurturing and protection and caretaking. And we really do need so much of that right now. I mean, the Pisces energy that's in the chart is great, but I think it can leave people feeling very victim-y and not really knowing necessarily what to do. I like the movement of Mercury into Cancer. I think it portends at least a moment of self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. I think too, like, you know, Cancer has to do with family and your home and your safety and your shell. And so again, I also agree. It's like a definite moment for self-care, for Mercury. We're talking about Mercury and connecting with others. That's Mercury is wants to talk about and write about and get ideas exchanged. But in this sign, it's going to be more about not just logical ideas, but maybe more emotional ideas or the emotional body, your instincts, your intuition. Is more in line with this, which is really nice.
I think it's good because we do need to think about the way in which we're taking care of ourselves and others at this time. We do need to think about, you know, what are the right ways for us to care for ourselves and for each other, which is why I think self-care is such a big part of the movement right now. You know, the movement of energy, just the pandemic and being basically trapped inside so much, and the way in which we've had to find an opportunity to care for ourselves. One thing I think is really powerful about having two planets still in Gemini, very strong, right? Because we have the Sun and Venus in Gemini, and Venus is retrograde, so it's moving. It's like the Sun and Venus are moving right towards each other, and the combined energy is going to culminate in another week or two. That Gemini energy is so nice. It's so lovely, right? Venus and Gemini, and being able to mix that now with Mercury and Cancer, because Mercury rules Gemini. And I feel it. I come up with the idea of affirmation out of Mercury in Cancer and those two planets in Gemini, positive affirmation and the way in which that contributes to self-care.
I love that. Yeah, right. Exactly. I think somebody who has in their birth chart, in their natal chart, somebody who has Mercury in Cancer is born with that, is somebody kind of who, like, I would say maybe like learns through their feelings. So the way that they feel is how they kind of learn or, you know, communicate. And so that affirmation, that like writing it down, it just seems like such a good idea right now to just journal the heck out of any emotions that you have or feelings that you have. That would be a fantastic way to do self-care.
I am finding ways to be patient. I am eating good food. I am exercising regularly. You know, these kinds of things where you put those affirmations out into the world. Look, thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Yeah.
They have a form, and we may not see that form, but the form is the form of a thought. You know, we actually don't see a lot of things. You know, look, because they're above or below the level of visible light. So, thoughts are things. Thoughts have form. That's why we call them thought forms. That's why they make an impact on the world around us. So Mercury's movement into Cancer are thought forms that are now linked with a kind of maternal love, a hug, you know, a hug, a warmer embrace. They're certainly a lot softer than Mercury in Gemini, which I know Mercury rules Gemini, but that's more clinical and logical and separated from the emotions. And
yeah,
I think that's this big shift that's happening this week, is that another personal planet is going into a water sign. That's fine. We do have Mars there. But again, I think Pisces energy is harder to access on a personal level. I think it's amazing. I think we all might be feeling very sad for the number of people globally, the number of Americans who have passed away. I think that Pisces can connect us with that in an empathetic way. But Cancer adds something really powerful to it.
Well, right. I agree. I mean, I was at first going to ask why you think Pisces is so hard to access. But I think, especially if you're somebody who doesn't have a lot of Pisces in your chart, or who isn't even sensitive, or you know, doesn't feel very sensitive, it is hard. And I think that Cancer is an easier water sign to access because it's connected to home, and we all have a home, and we all have feelings about our home and our upbringing and our past, and we all have a moon sign, and our emotions are part of us just as much as our thought forms or our physical bodies or anything like that. So Cancer is
I think that Cancer is more easily accessible because even the shadow side of Cancer is hypersensitivity. It's like an overly sensitive, almost hysterical sense of sensitivity, whereas the shadow side of Pisces is isolation and escapism from the feelings themselves. Mm. So Pisces can come across sometimes very much like they're not really connected to or having an emotional, you know, they can behave in a way that indicates that they've distanced themselves from their emotions.
Right. Which one? Well,
Cancer,
I mean,
Cancer doesn't do that.
Right. I mean, well, yeah, Pisces like needs to. It's too heavy for Pisces to stay there all the time. So they like have to like literally get away. Whereas Cancer, I mean, everyone's seen their mom upset. That's part of being the Cancer, the shadow side is a really angry mom.
Yes, indeed.
So how do you talk to that mom when she's angry? What do you do? Maybe that's part of the Mercury in Cancer, is how to communicate with someone who is upset. It's normally to calm down, to take a back seat, to let it pass, and then do some self-care, do some like recentering and regrounding, and talk it out, think it out. So I think I really like this, and it's lasting for a really long time. Mercury is going to be in Cancer for another, let's see here, at least until, I think, September. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me, August. So that's about 6 weeks away, and it's going to go retrograde in Cancer. So we have a lot of time with this self-care. Mercury
is going to retrograde in Cancer, and so then it's going to be in Cancer for almost the entire duration of July. When does it finally go into Leo?
Yeah, it goes into Leo in early August, about August 5th, it looks like.
Wow. Wow, that's
Yeah.
powerful. So, we're really only going into the beginning of June, and Mercury will be in Cancer for a solid 2 months because of the retrograde in Cancer. This is
Right.
the entrance this week into a quite a long period of having to connect with who it is we're taking care of and how it is we're taking care of them and ourselves. And that's the key. That's the key to this. Are you, preparing your home for the autumn? Are you reevaluating the pantry and seeing if it really does need to be stocked up for the autumn? Are you planning for how you're going to be taking care of your kids during the summer since camps are all closed and moving into the new school year next year? Are you cleaning out the closets, getting rid of some stuff that you no longer need, maybe lightening the load so that there isn't so much that you have to care for? Creating a vacuum space on some of that. All of these things, are you doing anything domestic? Are you taking any time to learn how to cook? We've been inside for so long, Education, Mercury, Cancer, domesticity, like learning about domestic life. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We all found out real quick how necessary some of those skills were.
Now you got to do your dry cleaning at home in your own washing machine. So we got to figure out how to do that, some domestic skills, which is good. It's good for everybody. It gives everybody a little, at least a pick me up, or at least self-confidence, which is good. So I think, it's talking to your mom. I think that that's maybe a big part of Mercury in Cancer, is connecting with family again. It seems like things are opening a little, or restrictions are pulling, being let loosened out.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to go say hi to mom, or say hi to family, or chosen family, or people that make you feel safe is another big
People
thing.
have been. People have been. I know clients of mine definitely have been having socially distant dinners with their parents again for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And I think that's been really nice because even if we're not hugging, and we're not there yet. And just to be in someone's presence, I think is a really special thing. So much of what we're doing now is online and over the internet and streaming video. And it's great. We're super lucky to have that. But it's not a replacement for an in-person, you are in my presence. And, I'm so happy about that. It's a, that's a, that's a much nicer feeling.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you can't exactly have mommy give you a hug over the internet, so you have to be in
No.
person.
No, you can't give
Sadly.
anybody a hug over the internet, unfortunately. I'm a big huggy guy and I miss my hugs. Just for people who are listening and people who might like to work with Christina or I, we have practices as astrologers in Los Angeles, and we've been working by a Skype and Zoom where appropriate. And you can get in touch with us through sageofstars.com or Sage of Stars on Twitter and Facebook. And we're happy also to have you call into the show. We'll look at your chart and also talk about today's topic with you if you'd like to call in. So, looking at the current planet placement, the still three planets in Gemini because Mercury's not yet in Cancer, and Venus is moving back all the way down to 5 degrees Gemini, and the Sun still for another 23 days in Gemini. We're
Yeah.
still going to have a lot of Gemini energy. We're still going to have a lot of that, and that's a good thing because I think we do need to talk. Things need to be talked out. Things need to be learned. We have to figure out how to communicate in a way that is both civil and truthful and educated. It's not one of the only ways that we're going to survive right? This and whatever other challenges we find moving into the 21st century, because there's going to be more. Coronavirus is probably the tip of the iceberg. You know, it'll go away. It'll go away by 2021 or 2022 or however long, and it will be like a nightmare and of some strange thing. And there'll be all kinds of art on the walls of people wearing masks, and we'll be like, oh yeah, that time of the masks. But you know, it's a growth process, and we have to take the Gemini time of the year to say, what is it that we need to learn?
Yeah, all about learning. Absolutely, 100%. We still have like 20 more days of it. And I think that part of it is this is how to use the internet now, how to learn for yourself. I mean, it's a very strange time. I have lots of feelings about it. I'm sure other people do. So I think that builds into the Mercury and Cancer as well, is what are your feelings about this time? Maybe writing it down now will do something for you in the future.
Yeah, well, certainly it's been confining in many ways. There's a lot of restriction. Saturn and then even Saturn's moving away from Pluto has lifted off some of that constriction. So it's a little alarming to think about what we may be headed into for September, October, and November when Pluto and Saturn, you know, rejoin each other. Because Saturn's not done with Capricorn, and it's retrograde, and it's headed back there, and it's moving faster every day. And again, I'm not usually a little alarmist. It's just a question of what experiences do we need to have? So the confining, which is why I was saying, how do we nurture ourselves within some of those limitations? How do we continue to nurture ourselves, even in the presence of a really strong Saturnian Plutonic era? The sort of crushing destruction of structure. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
It happened. The structure of the way we live got crushed, and we're not putting it back together anytime soon. We're really not. Because you can't imagine packing 40,000 people into a football stadium and having them all scream at each other for the, you know, Super Bowl season, the autumn, and because that's the same environment as the meat packing plants. Cold temperatures where people are screaming at each other so that they can be heard, so that their respiration is getting spread all around. That's one of the reasons why the meat packing plants is so dangerous, is because it's so loud in there that they all have to yell at each other to be heard. And so they all raise their voices all the time because the machinery is so loud. Yeah, that's one reason. And they're congested into the same space. But one of the big reasons is the volume that they have to, you know, scream over the machines. So, it, you know, again, we're talking about what changes are we going to need to accommodate? You know, like I even saw where they rescheduled it's not Coachella, but it happens out there in India in the desert. It's country western. You know what I'm talking about? It's okay. It's a big, big music festival. It's out there. Sorry, it's slipping my mind right now. And they rescheduled that for October. And I thought to myself, well, Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah.
I think it's in India.
Stagecoach, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stagecoach Music Festival. So, you know, they didn't reschedule Coachella because they didn't. But they wanted to reschedule this one. Or places like Las Vegas, you know. How does Las Vegas reopen? With the way that it's all about packed restaurants, packed casinos, people yelling because they're excited, and packed.
Also no windows, no airflow. How are office buildings going to even open
closed
up
spaces?
Too?
Right. So So that constriction, that level of constriction is one of the predominant things. I would love for you to share any of the other feelings that you have about this time from a Cancerian point of view or any otherwise that you're experiencing, because you, in your chart, you have Venus in Cancer, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mercury moving into Cancer will actually give you an opportunity to express the love that you have in a nurturing way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Beautiful. I know. I really want to get a cat. Would that be
nice?
Maybe I should, huh? Give my love to something, somewhere. Someone deserves it. I can give it away to anybody, but I want, you know, it's special. It's very special.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the number of people who are adopting pets right now is astronomical. It's it's sometimes hard to find a pet. They're, you know, they have people who are having like litters of puppies, and every single puppy is potentially spoken for, and there's waiting lists for every puppy that's being born.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? It's the nurturing. So you got to have something to nurture, something to take care of, something to focus
on. Well,
that
whole thing should accelerate. That whole thing should accelerate. It should.
With
there
Mercury.
Should be an even greater need. You know, needless to say how many coronavirus quarantine babies we're going to have.
Like so many. Right. What is it going to be? Like a bunch of Capricorns out there? A bunch of Aquariuses?
Scorpios.
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah. This will produce an interesting crop. That's for sure.
Mommy and daddy trapped at home with nothing to do. So and Mercury's going into Cancer. So, you know,
how do we
take care of each other? It's good. It's on all levels. I think that the desire to nurture, that's what you were talking about. You know, the desire to nurture. I've certainly been at home a lot more with my 8-year-old son. And, and he's just an amazing little guy.
Mm.
And what gets called forth, you know, from me or what I feel, and I'm sure a lot of parents are feeling this way as well, is that you really, really deeply want to parent really, really well. You know, like you get this feeling that like, well, oh my God, if I'm in charge of schooling him and raising him and being around him all the time, and I'm not just dropping off at school and picking him up and then giving him dinner. But now this like heavy integration into this person's life, like all of a sudden, you know, you've become the thing that's really taking care of all of these important days for 8 years old, because they're still formative. And yeah, there's been a lot of desire to nurture and do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it right for sure. I mean, I think too, it's in normal life, at least for me, I like to love. Like, it's nice to love. It's nice to be loving and connecting with people, and that has just so been robbed from us so harshly by this. So maybe it's like let's get back to love a little bit. Let's get back to taking care of each other.
Right on.
Peace,
right
man.
On. No, right on. I like to love. I want to love. That's the affirmation right there.
Oh.
That's the affirmation. I want to love. I like to love. I'm going to write that one down. Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the show again with me tonight. I love doing the show with you.
Oh my gosh, me as well. We always go. I feel like we always talk about some things before we get on the show, but then as the show actually happens, it just moves into a whole different realm, and it's so fun to explore.
Well,
that's
why we love doing it live. You know, because there's nothing like
exactly.
that. You know. There's nothing like live media.
Yeah.
So once again, you've been listening to The Inside Connection. I'm Dr. Craig Martin here with Christina Martin. We're going to be back here again next Wednesday night at 6:00 Pacific. And don't forget, we will hug again. Have a really nice night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.